my mountain plane list all the time.
You can bet I'll sneak down to see you tonight.
Yeah, okay. We'll see you down there.
All right.
Yeah.
Get out of the way.
Hey, thanks for tuning in to the Dan Time Podcast. Dan Time here in a big way at the world-famous Floribama with the one and only River Dan. How you doing today, man?
Doing great, man. We played a little golf down here, and it's been a great day. About to do a little honky-tonking and repeat.
Well, I love that.
Go ahead. It's all right.
I sure love to get you and him together one night. Will you do a solo with him one night?
I don't do any solo.
I mean, I'm just. I'll talk to you about it.
We tried to find a little corner here to get him away from the fans for a minute, but they still find him.
He's a musician. That's a good buddy, Johnny B.
Dan, what I was starting to say was. This style of country music that you guys are playing to live audiences, I just know from how I feel about it, I'm hungry to hear this stuff. And I think when people turn on the radio these days, there are some good artists, you know, that are writing original music, but there's a lot of stuff on the radio that just doesn't really warm the pot, I don't think.
It won't ever be that way. I mean, old country, I mean, there's just only so much they're going to put up with. I love it. I just do what I want, play what I want. If they like it, great. If they don't, you know, get on.
Dan, how long have you been recording music? I got a little bit on your background, and you play basically any instrument in the studio, right? You play banjo, harmonica, guitar.
I play quite a few, yeah, but, you know, recorded. I've got two records and a single, and they were quite a few years ago now, just been playing live, paying bills, you know. Didn't make any money from record sales, so get out there and bust your butt, you know.
What I was telling you when we first started talking and setting up this interview was your music. I really like that it's a lot more about the feel of the song, and even songs like Pulpwood, I really like that one because it's just a steady bass drum. I love that bass drum sound in Pulpwood.
Waylon Jennings, Four on the Floor, you know. I love it.
And so you're able to strip it all the way down and still get that emotion across. And just the lyrics, the way that you deliver them, and that song especially tells a story about a guy that he's up before everybody else in the house. He gets him some grits, and you don't see him until probably the sun comes down.
Man, there's a lot of Pulpwood's love that song. I mean, understandably, but it's just funny. You know, I didn't know the subculture really when I wrote it. Me and an old guy down in Troy, Alabama, wrote it, and you know, it took shape, and it's funny.
And so that's off the 2018 record, Baby Blue. Yeah. Baby Blues, I'm sorry. I was telling you in the elevator ride up here, Dan, both your albums, Substance Abuse and A Woman on the Loose. First of all, I love the title. But it's, as they say, all killer, no filler. From start to finish, folks, you could put on any one of these records. Just A or B, pick the later one, pick the earlier one, and go for a drive, you know, next time you're heading somewhere that's an hour away or whatever. Once you get started, you're not really going to want to put on another playlist or a song. How did it come together? Because there's really not, like I said, there's not any dead weight on those records.
Practice. No, that's sheer luck, man. I mean, you know, you do the best you can, putting them in order. And in some kind of order that makes sense, you know. Because they certainly weren't all written for a record, you know. You just take your best songs, put them together, and try to make it all make sense, you know. But, yeah, if you want to hear the new stuff, you got to come see me live, you know.
And that's probably really, folks, the best way that you're going to experience River Dan. I'm saying that. I haven't even seen him perform. But we're just in this setting here at the Floribama. You've played here a few times over the years. I
cut my teeth there for sure.
I got to know Joe Gilchrist for a very short time before he passed away. Do you have any memories with Joe?
Oh yeah. Since Wayne Mills was one that got me in here, and met Joe, and everybody, and Cam and John, man, they've been, it's been a great family, and I love coming back here, and I'm glad they still have me, you know.
You got fans from all over the country and probably some fans that you've heard from in other countries. Is when people say, hey, come to Missouri and play, come to Pennsylvania.
I made it to Ireland year before last. Okay. Yeah, I went over there and played a couple shows and did a couple festivals. But, yeah, we go all over. I'll go anywhere. I mean, as long as they'll pay me to go there, I'll go there.
I want to call out some of your band members, I guess. These guys still playing with you.
Who you got on there?
I had
Jeff Lopez. Yeah, man. So he's a saxophone player. He is very, very busy. So I get him twice a month, and it's special, man. It's special. He's so good. He's playing Wednesday with us at a fair in Mississippi. But, yeah, Jason used to play bass. Teardrop, Jimmy Teardrop, he's been playing with us for a long time and kind of went off and played some major tours and then come back. And then we got Waylon Davis on drums. Can't believe his name is on there. Okay, yeah, dude, he's been with me the longest. He's ride or die, man, that joker. He's great. I can count on Waylon. And then Brad Baker, he's about 2 years in, and he's the bass player now.
And speaking of Waylon Jennings, folks, if you like some of these artists, Merle Haggard, Waylon Jennings, if there's an era of country music that your dad listened to, your grandfather listened to, let's say you're 22 years old and you've missed seeing Waylon Jennings live by like 25 years, and there's nobody out there playing like him, River Dan is going to be right up your alley. He's going to scratch that itch, I'd say. Do you have some young guys and girls come to your show that are just like, they've been listening to some of this old country, they've downloaded the music, but there's nobody out there performing it?
I'm amazed. Man, people blow my mind. They show up and, you know, this little girl, young girl, she'll come up and you think she's going to request Morgan Wallen or something new, and she's like, play Poncho and Lefty, you know, it's crazy. Like, they'll have all these off-the-wall old country songs, and I love it, and that's what I don't know if I sound like Waylon, but I certainly try to give off that same passion, you know, at least my own taste of it, you know. It's good. I love singing them.
Yeah. Your authenticity really comes across, that you're not trying to be anything other than what you are. Real comfortable in your own skin. Some of the song titles, you know, and the subjects, a lot of whiskey and women combinations that are disastrous.
I was younger, you know.
How about your favorite, your drink of choice, and how does are you a whiskey guy, and what's?
No, I used to be. I used to be a Budweiser whiskey, Jack Daniels guy, you know.
That was me.
I gave it up. It gives me heartburn thinking about it now, you know. I drink tequila, silver tequila. I shoot it, drink water. That's it. I don't mess with nothing else. So right when you get to the bar, before you set up or do anything, you're going to want to take a double shot of tequila just to get right there, and then go from there. But it's an art. There's an art to drinking and singing. You got to get just right where that passion, the passion that you would bring, the only passion you can bring when you're drinking. It's that much more. I don't know. Maybe because you don't care. I don't know. But something about it. I don't know. I got a sweet spot. I know how to get there.
it's a delicate balance.
It really is.
Man, in the bar light here, it's hard to see some of my notes, but I tried to listen to some of the lyrics here and make some notes here. Cowboy music. I love the story that you're telling there. Oh, my gosh.
Jimmy Teardrop wrote that. Man, Jimmy Teardrop wrote that, and he brought a lot to that. The story, how that song goes, is I wrote a song thinking about, and I didn't even have a son at the time, but I wrote that song thinking about what my kids might think about me after I'm gone, you know, what they might remember about me. And my dad was a lineman, you know, and so I didn't have that to go off of. I just went off my own life. And then Jimmy's dad was a blues player out of Mobile, Luther Womble. Played with Gatemouth Brown. Yeah, good picker, man. And so he had a father that was a musician, full-time musician, so he knows the story. He knew how it went. He added that little bit to it, man. It was perfect. Love how it came out.
Mama put them kids to bed. Daddy's going to play some cowboy music.
Yes, sir.
Love some of these songs and some of these deep tracks, too. I don't know if Umbrella Song comes out too much in the live set, but that's one where I got to the end of the album or close to it, and man, that one really whoops your butt. Like, when you're halfway in, you don't even know what's coming, and then that guitar solo, I guess, and...
We like to rock out a little bit, too, you know. I mean, I love old country, but I love to just get down and dirty on it, too, you know. And then it comes out in our live stuff. We do a lot of, we'll do Waylon Jennings, and we'll do some original stuff. We'll do some Johnny Paycheck, and then jump into some Grateful Dead and some Widespread Panic, and then jump into Merle Haggard. And, it, you know, all it's all over the place, but I love it. I just play what I love, you know.
Dan, I was really impressed just going back on the Waylon Wednesday segment that you done for a number of years. I'm like, man, I don't know if there's a song that he can't play out of that catalog. And you know, people forget that Waylon had, like, the 1960s albums, then the 70s, and then, of course, there were the 80s records, too.
So many songs. I mean, I didn't give it up because I ran out of songs. I give it up because I had kids. And you can look, about the time I had my first kid, that's when it died off, you know. But I need to at least repost them or try to do some new ones, you know. Time is a very precious thing with a 3-year-old and a 1-year-old.
I was going to ask you about that, being a music man and having little babies, because I've got a 3-year-old and a 2-year-old and a 6-year-old. And like you said, there's certain things you got to slow down. And like you said, those little moments in time, they just float away, and you can either be there or not be there. So tell me about your kids and the special bond you have with your children.
Oh, man, it's great. I'm not gone every weekend, so, but sometimes I am, and it's good to have a break, you know. But, man, it's great. We live on Big Farm, and we just play all day. Go down to the creek, ride around, whatever, you know. Just living it up, man. Life's so good. I love it. When I'm at home, nothing to do but hang out with my kids. It's perfect. Perfect balance, you know.
Yeah, I bet they're ready to climb all over you when you're home, right? They're pretty happy to see you.
Oh, it's great.
And y'all, we're sitting down. I'm 6'5". I think Dan's probably 6'7".
6'6".
But, no, I'm glad to hear you got that part of your life. And your dog, is that you have a dog named Waylon?
Yeah, I do. I got to distinguish between the two. I'll say, oh, Waylon, the dog, not the drummer. You know.
I know we're running a little short on time here, but obviously Waylon's an influence. Do you have some other artists that people don't know about that really are a part of your sound or how you...
Just who I like. I love Grateful Dead. I've always been a fan. Always loved old country and kind of jam band music. Not a whole bunch of it. You know, I like Widespread a lot, but I like Jimmy Herring more, and when he started playing with him, so that took a big influence on me. But a lot of bluegrass, you know, I love bluegrass music. You know, that's kind of what I started playing, really, on banjo, you know. And I don't know, there's a lot that I really dislike also, but we won't get into all that.
Do you talk to any people, any power players in Nashville, and just pick their, or ask them, you know, what's the deal? Why can't we get more, even if it's not me, how come we can't have more of this on the radio? Are there people who shoot you straight on that?
I don't know the answer, but I just know that it's, I mean, it's got to be young kids. I hate to blame it on y'all, but, you know, a bunch of 20-year-olds, that's honestly probably the issue. I mean, they love it. Sells records. That's what they're going to put on the radio. That's what country music is now, because that's what the majority of the kids want. you know, and that's who's buying or streaming, not buying records, but streaming and watching videos and sharing and all that. It's the rat race has become much more difficult, and especially to someone like me who is technologically inferior. You know, I'm doing good to post my Waylon Wednesdays, but I don't know. It's frustrating. I mean, there's people out there making good music, though. I mean, I know of a bunch of people that I like to listen to, new guys that are great, and they're doing it. Are they getting any kind of really? I mean, they have support, I guess, but can it go to the next level? You know, we're all making a living, but can it get easier? Well, I don't know. We'll see. It's all about who you know, anyhow.
Do you have people after your shows come up to you and say, hey, listen, don't change what you're doing. Be who you are. I mean, they probably don't have to tell you that. But
all the time they come up and they're like, hey, don't ever change. I'm like, don't tell me what to do.
Well, it's refreshing to see, you know.
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Let's see a couple other questions here. I know you got to go, but the Mr. Can't Do Right video, I watched this, and I put a little note there. I'm not going to give it away, but folks, go on the website or find a way to watch this video. There is a hilarious little moment there at the end of the song. Mr. Can't Do Right, I think any guy can relate to this.
That's my wife in the video. See, we're going to have it any other way. You put no other woman in this video.
I love the references. Try to run my fingers through your hair, and you run into a tangle. You buy the tickets to the movies, and she's already seen it. You can't do anything right. That's just a little stuff.
Flowers like die the next day, boy, I swear. That's the truest song I ever wrote. It probably will be that way, too. I don't know that I could write anything that suits me right down to the bone more than that. And my wife would agree.
Dan, I so appreciate your time today. Couple other tracks I want to point out. Fast Truck, All the Time is the one that kicks off the Substance Abuse and Woman on the Loose record. That's the one. If you start with that album, you're not going to want to you'll finish that one before you listen to anything else. Trust me on that, the way the song starts out. But I love Fast Truck. 2 weeks speaking about kids or family, missing people. 2 weeks on the road, too damn long. Feels like a year since I've been home. If I can make it to one more show, I mean, musicians love being out there performing, but they do want to get home sometimes.
Yeah, you got to perform, man. You got to get through it. No matter how you feel, you got to put on a smile, get out there, and can I say ass on here?
Yeah.
You got to kick ass. Yeah. Got to go out there and kick some ass.
Well, you're doing it, man. And any August dates that you can announce yet?
I know that the first, we're in Ohio at the Pike County Fair. And then we got another show in Ohio, and then we're heading back down south to Alabama. So I don't really know. I just take it 1 week at a time, man. That's all, you know.
River Dan, man, this has been a pleasure. Hope we can do it again sometime.
Yeah,
we
got more Dan things to talk about for sure.
Before I wrap up, maybe 30 seconds on this, and I'm the worst. My show is called Dan Time, and I do this constantly. I forget to ask my guest, what's your Dan story? How do you like being a Dan?
I like it. I'm actually a Daniel, but Dan's good, you know. It suits me. It's fine. The River Dan's old nickname, and to be honest, there was three other musicians with my name, so I had to pick something else. So River Dan it is.
Does your wife call you Daniel?
She calls me Dan.
Yeah.
Or asshole.
Can't get away. I mean, you spend enough time with your wife or spend enough time with your husband or whatever, you're going to do something wrong. You're going to make them mad, piss them off, and
it's fine. Well, we're going to make it. Everybody will make it through it. It's fine. You know.
She's probably happy to see you get back on the road sometimes.
Exactly. See, it's a good balance. About the time she's ready for me to leave, I'm ready to go too. You know.
All right. Well, you guys have a great show tonight. Thanks for being here on Dan Time. Love to have you back. And can't wait to hear some new music from River Dan.
Yes, sir.
All right, buddy.
Thank you, bud.
Thank you so much. All right, y'all have a great rest of the week. Go out there and try something new. Walk through your fears, whatever it is. Umbrella Song, that's what I wanted to kind of close on, is you talk about, man, I can barely read now. My eyes are terrible, Dan. I'm getting older.
That's the neons. That's the neon lights.
Well, you better get yourself a new umbrella. Every now and then, the rain's going to come. Everybody's scared to death of living. I still find that to be true. You sing the last part.
Oh, I ain't the kind of tuck tail and run.
Yeah, so folks, get out there, challenge yourselves, go have fun, go do something that you really want to do, branch out from your friends, and go have some fun with yourself. Thanks for listening to Dan Time, and we'll see you next Sunday.
Roll Tide.
Roll Tide. Oh, I'd love to hear that.
Yeah, yeah.
All right, thank you, man.
Yeah, buddy.